WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This weekend on ABC, Julie Andrews returns to serious television as the star of a new sitcom. It's directed by her husband, Blake Edwards, who's also one of the show's co-executive producers. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
There are a lot of people, including my wife and at least one of the producers right here at Fresh Air, who have a super soft spot for Julie Andrews, star of The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins. Those are the folks ABC hopes will tune in this Saturday to see her star in its new summer series, which is called Julie. It's a show that's intentionally structured to showcase her singing as well as her acting skills. She plays a divorced showbiz veteran named Julie Carlisle, who has her own network TV variety series. In this weekend's premiere episode, Julie, Carlisle, not Andrews, shocks her producer, played by Eugene Roche, by telling him she's fallen in love with a vet. Not a war veteran, a veterinarian.
Wooly, I am always being so careful in doing what's expected of me. This is something I need, and I want you to be happy for me.
Of course I'm happy for you. What kind of a friend would I be if I weren't happy?
Oh, I'm glad, because I'm hoping to move to Sioux City, and I want to take the show with me.
Now I'm not happy.
Her husband-to-be, played by James Ferrantino, is a widower with two kids, a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old. Add in the eccentric in-law or two at home and the goofy cast of characters at his office and her variety show, and you've got the basic recipe for Julie. And basically, Julie, the show, not the performer, is no good at all. This sitcom is a TV comeback attempt for two people who left series TV a long, long time ago and haven't paid much attention to it since. Blake Edwards, before striking gold with the Pink Panther films, had two series that ran on TV more than 30 years ago, Peter Gunn and Mr. Lucky. As for Julie Andrews, her earliest TV credentials go back even farther. In the mid-50s, she starred with Bing Crosby in a musical version of High Tor and played Cinderella in a musical version of that on CBS. It's been 30 years since Andrews teamed with Carol Burnett for Julie and Carol at Carnegie Hall, their first variety special together. And it's been 20 years since her last TV series, a low-rated variety show called The Julie Andrews Hour. The problem is, Julie, her new show, looks like it could have been plucked from the 70s or even the 60s. Jim Ferrantino is a good choice for a comic leading man. In fact, he fulfilled the same function for Mary Tyler Moore when she launched her sitcom comeback attempt in a show called Mary. But, like Andrews, he's stranded here by a script that's straight out of the old-style TV laugh factory, right down to the predictable punchlines. Here's a typical daughter-father-stepmother confrontation.
I never should have listened to any of you.
Allie, don't talk to Julie like that.
Sam, can I handle it this time?
Be my guest.
Allie, don't talk to Julie like that.
Excellent.
Thank you.
As a sitcom showcase for a British actress, Julie is the most disappointing effort since 1973, when Diana Rigg was imported to star in a bad NBC series called Diana. Got the pattern yet? Diana. Mary. Julie. Should Bob Newhart be worried since his next series is being called Bob? And the final problem I have with Julie is the idea that a network would pay to have a TV star move a show just to pursue personal happiness. It's just another example of how outdated this show is. Jackie Gleason may have gotten away with taking his act to Miami in the boom days of the 60s, but this is an awfully tough plot device to swallow in the age of austerity. I don't buy it. Sioux City? Julie is more like Boo City.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.